Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight right here as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And remember, everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, we certainly appreciate you very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of the things we have over there for you. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with our number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time.
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, in surveys last week, the Rasmussen Reports poll came out, and there were some changes, as you might expect. President Trump ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating down from what it was the week before to 47%. Now, it's the last 2 weeks it's dropped below 50. And Democrats right now seem to be a lot more eager to get the coronavirus vaccine now that it appears Joe Biden will be the one administering the shots.
Well, that's kind of hard to understand, I guess, because, you know, President Trump didn't concoct this with the chemistry set in the basement of the White House. But again, that just shows how politically divided we truly are and how much politics is playing a role in this entire coronavirus problem.
And when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccinations, there were two treatments, drugs, that were allowed to go through yesterday by the FDA. One of them was Regeneron, which is what the president actually took for his recovery when he came down with it, right?
Right, exactly, yep.
Okay, now, let me see here. All right, we're going to go to the caller here, and I think I know who this is, and if so, we're going to get 60 seconds with Todd. Go!
Gentlemen, let's get down to business here. We're not conceding anything, okay? Joe Biden didn't win these Democrat states, okay? You're insulting our intelligence. Donald Trump, and let me tell you, fake phony Republican something, okay? No, we're not conceding. I went to 8 Trump rallies. I know Donald Trump won these states until they shut it down, and then they did the hokey-pokey, and they switched the algorithm to the machine, and they stuffed the ballot box. Yeah, the question is, Joe Biden, do you want to win if you cheated? Do you want to win if you cheated, Joe? Do you want to? You're a plagiarist in college. You cheated with China. You cheated with your son. Your whole life is one big lie. You want to tell us, you want to insult the American people's intelligence and tell us you won each state? No, you didn't. You shut Pennsylvania down and you jammed the ballot box in Philadelphia in broad daylight. It's the biggest heist in American history. Right there, you're going to lie to the Supreme Court. You're going to lie to the American people. You're going to lie to your state. No, you didn't. You didn't win jack. And I'm not giving you anything. And I'm not conceding anything. Now, it's true the Supreme Court, did the cooks in the Supreme Court and the whole thing could lie and cheat and give you this, but you didn't win nothing. You cheated, and now you want to be president. No, I don't want
okay.
to play in the United States. Donald John Trump, by the Lord, said, let me put my life on the line. If Joe Biden won legally, may the Lord strike me dead. But if he didn't win all legally, right. fairly, and squarely by a constitution, may the Lord remove
thank
Joe
you.
Biden. There you go.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Now, obviously, Todd is all worked up, but unfortunately, here's the deal. We are at the mercy of a judge and a court somewhere. Right?
Exactly, yes.
Do we have one yet?
Not yet.
And if we don't get one, guess what? End of story.
End of story, exactly.
Now, if the Supreme Court doesn't want to pick this up and they don't have to, what happens then?
Well, honestly, if it runs out, it runs out, and then you'd have to go through with the inauguration. There, I don't think there'd be any remedy after that.
No, there isn't. And here's the thing, okay? Unfortunately, we need to put this on a fast track. I'm sure Sidney Powell, I'm going to take Sidney Powell at her word, what she said, that they're going to be in front of somebody this week seeking some sort of jurisprudence. I don't know what that's going to be, and that she's going to release some more information. I'm going to take all that at face value, what she said. But we, the people, are not in control of this unless we, the people, do two things. What's the first thing?
Well, number one, I think we have to let our representatives know what you want. Basically.
Is that just the federal end of it or the state end of it?
No, well, of course, yeah, your local state, especially your state.
And the reason for that is because the state legislatures could be called into session right now, even though some of them are out of session. They could have an emergency session to do emergency legislation to legislate and get rid of some of this crap that took place that was rammed through 60 days or less previously. So anyway, that's where we're at with that. And hold that thought. Here comes the music. We'll get back to that here in a second. But folks, it ain't over till it's over. That's true. But we need to do something, too, to make sure something gets done. Otherwise, shame on us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, there is. And by the way, there's gold waiting in them, our windshield that you got out there, if you got a crack or a chip in it. So give your windshield an inspection today. And if you do find that problem, or you have just a generally damaged windshield, you'll get it replaced by Auto Glass America, and they will put $100 in your hand when the job is over. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required, and they'll do all the paperwork. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and Port Charlotte and surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Remember, a premium quality windshield and $100 drop right in your hand when you get the windshield installed when you tell them, I sent you. Tell them the captain sent you. Now, give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yahoo.
Right.
All right. Now, gosh, the COVID-19 vaccine, we're being told, by two different companies, could be ready by the middle of December at the latest.
Yeah, this is really very exciting news, to be sure. And here we are, Captain. We're not even Thanksgiving yet, and we're seeing, you know, what appears to be the culmination of Operation Warp Speed. Another thing that President Trump said could be done. It got poo-pooed by a lot of people, but here we are. This is really exciting stuff because no matter what, you know, we still hear, well, we may still be wearing masks and into 2021 and almost through the end of 2021, but obviously the faster the vaccine gets out there, the more people get it, the faster we'll get back to some semblance of normal. And the longer this goes on, the harder it's going to be to get back to normal. That's why this vaccine is so important.
And there was even a couple of treatment drugs that were approved, FDA fast track and approved. One of them was Regeneron. That was the one that the president took to get over his problems, right?
Well, right, exactly. And then, of course, you know, by the way, didn't we hear last week from the World Health Organization that somehow hydroxychloroquine was just non-effective and all this kind of thing? And I think a lot of people do just what I just did. They kind of chuckle at that, thinking, okay, here we go again. But again, you know, if we were really following the science, and I'll just say this briefly, if we were really following the science, wouldn't we want to see what works and what doesn't, and maybe something works in a particular a phase of COVID, then it works in a different one, this kind of thing. But yet the whole thing has been politicized, and I think a lot of people have suffered needlessly because of that.
Well, there's going to be another bunch of people that are going to be suffering apparently over the Thanksgiving holidays, but we're starting to hear that some of the sheriffs and some of the police chiefs around the country, for example, in New Jersey, the governor's draconian coronavirus order limiting holiday gatherings will not be enforced. So says one of the police chiefs outside New York City in Jersey.
And we're hearing, surprisingly so, we're hearing a number of police and sheriffs here in Southern California. They're not going to be enforcing the curfew that's going on here in California.
Well, how about last night? Because the protesters last night hit the streets in California to bash Newsom's curfew, and they just marched all around after the curfew.
They did. That happened over in Huntington Beach, very famous. Surf City, USA, basically. Yeah, they went out and they were called curfew breakers. That's how they dubbed themselves. And, you know, Captain, and actually people that I've talked to just out in the big world, if you talk about the curfew, you talk about especially what's going on for the no more dine-in in the restaurants, nobody they have a lot of questions about this, a lot of animosity, and they feel that these kinds of lockdowns aren't productive. You know, people are willing to take all kinds of precautions, and they really are, especially small business people and restaurateurs. But, you know, again, this is a big time of year for them, and they're getting shut down. It's just not helping.
By the way, Governor Cuomo of New York is all fired up again.
Right, and now this has something to do with a wedding.
Yeah, a wedding at a Jewish synagogue. It was a 7,000-person synagogue that was about one-third full with a wedding party and all the guests and whatnot, and he found out about it, and he has gone ballistic.
Well, maybe can they just tell the governor that this was a spontaneous Joe Biden celebration?
Sure.
You know, and that all should be just fine because all that stuff happened, with Joe Biden. So, again, there's a lot of hypocrisy that goes on, and people see through all that stuff. Again, you know, I know a lot of people who are very concerned. In fact, I know people that have had COVID-19. But people are willing to do anything to be safe. They're willing to do all kinds of stuff. But if they feel that the government is telling them one thing and doing another, or letting one group go out because they tend to agree with them more than another, then that's where people really bristle at that.
By the way, remember the two Republican canvassing board members from Michigan that came down to D.C. to meet with the president?
Right, right.
And when they left, they said that nothing had changed, that there really wasn't anything that they knew about in the Michigan voting for sure that would change it one way or the other?
Right.
Well, lo and behold, late last night, one of them said that they could delay the vote certification because of uncertainty in their mind as to what has taken place by the voter grab and the malfunction of the machines and this, that, and the other. And the other person is saying, well, I haven't made up my mind yet. So this could, in fact, be delayed in Michigan. And the governor is threatening to remove these people from the canvassing board. I don't think she can, though. I don't think she can.
Well, it would probably be a very spectacular move. And again, all this is...
Well, I think she'd get sued and she'd get her butt handed to her.
Well, of course.
Because it would be political.
Well, that's right. And again, Michiganians, or Michiganders, I correct myself there.
Michiganders, okay.
Michiganders, I believe, they want to know the truth. The American people want to know the truth about things. We don't like it when it's hidden from us in some way. We don't like bandwagons that go in the opposite direction of where things seem to be leading. And I'll just say this real briefly, Captain. Back when Brett Kavanaugh was being accused of this, that, and the other thing.
Yep.
What was the mantra from the Democrats? Well, can't we take 10 days, have the FBI do an investigation? It's just going to take 10 days, and these are very serious charges. And this is what we heard from them. Well, in this particular instance, too, this isn't just apocryphal stories that come out of nowhere. People have signed affidavits under penalty of perjury. These accusations are very, very serious, and they need to be run down. But if we follow along with this notion that, well, there's just nothing to see here, that's the most undemocratic, un-American thing we could be doing. You know, I'm not saying run down ridiculous nonsense. We're saying run down things that seem to be very egregious, and people are willing to stake their name on it, again, under penalty of perjury. So it behooves us to get the right answer because, well, literally the fate of the world, you know, hangs in the balance. I don't think I'm overstating that.
Have you been to a grocery store in the last few days?
I have, yes.
Have you noticed anything interesting?
Well, people are buying all the toilet paper for one.
Store shelves are starting to empty again. Toilet paper is one of the items. Paper towels is another one. Cleaning supplies and anything with Lysol in it or that sort of thing are starting to disappear again. And I mean disappear.
Well, that is exactly right. Some people, of course, feel the need, I guess, to really stock up on toilet paper.
Well, it's because they've been told there's a second wave of coronavirus coming.
Well, that's right.
So they scared a bunch of people to death.
It has. And unfortunately, if everybody would just kind of realize that, you know, if you have what you take what you need, and other people will get what they need too. It's the hoarders that kind of create a real issue. But again, I don't know how you counter that. But people are worried about having to lock down and all these kinds of things. Again, we'll get through it if we have to.
Yeah, and before we go to break, Chicago, once again, weekend gun violence in Chicago. Way to go, Mayor. 47 people shot, 5 people dead as of showtime.
Yeah, I saw that as we were going through the program tonight. And at the top of the first hour, we were talking about the shootings in Nebraska, the shooting in Nebraska at the Sonic, and so forth. All of these are just so heartbreaking, but it's an unfortunate regular occurrence that happens in Chicago. And you know, Captain, and the Democrats, party elite, just either they look the other way, they don't care, or it just doesn't fit into their political agenda. It's very sad.
Hold that thought, folks, when we come back more. Chris Christie ripped the president's legal team over the weekend, called them a national embarrassment. You folks in Nevada, what are you thinking now about your governor, Governor Sisolak, who issued a 3-week statewide pause as the COVID cases are surging? But you know something? It's not the cases. It's the tests. Positive results from the test. And by the way, Kelly Loeffler in Georgia tested negative. Go figure.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nevada's governor announced new coronavirus restrictions for his state as cases continue to rise.
Starting Tuesday, bars and restaurants will cut down to 25% of normal capacity, and casinos and churches will be limited to 25% of their fire code capacity. Governor Steve Sisolak said he had made the move because the state was trending towards cases overwhelming hospitals and healthcare workers. The new restrictions will be in place for 3 weeks. At the G20 summit, the leaders of the largest economies in the world said that they would work to make sure there will be fair global access to coronavirus vaccines. In a statement, the leaders at the summit said the pandemic had had an unprecedented impact on the world, and they would spare no effort to ensure affordable and equitable access to vaccines, tests, and treatments for all people. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. Now, the injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, and that's your success. And since opening their doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for their clients. Now, with offices across Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton, their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans that can help out our military vets, too. Now, Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and they're dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So, whether you've been injured in a car crash, a truck accident, slip or fall on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. All you have to do is go to their website, farrahandfarrah.com. That's Farrah, F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Or you can call them 24/7, too, on their hotline, 877-245-6707, 877-245-6707. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's Farrah and Farrah. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We talked about San Jose in the first hour, and I got a couple people here asking me if there's been any updates.
Yes, we know at this hour, Captain, that two people have died, as we reported in hour.
And that was a knife attack.
It was a knife attack, exactly. Now, there is one update that we do have, because we know that multiple people were hurt, and footage and video footage of the area shows multiple ambulances, police cars, police tape around the area there. This is at Grace Baptist Church in San Jose. We understand that someone had been taken into custody earlier. That's what the initial report was. But now, this was according to the San Jose mayor, but now police are now saying no arrest can be confirmed at this time. So again, they may have someone in custody. There may not simply be simply not confirming it until they're sure maybe they have the right person.
All right. Now, meanwhile, back to the ranch. Chris Christie has ripped President Trump's legal team as a national embarrassment, especially in lieu of what transpired yesterday with Rudy Giuliani coming out and just saying carte blanche, Sidney Powell has nothing to do with the president's transition team.
Right. Well, again, and this it has been clarified a lot in the sense that...
Yeah, because he didn't explain, and they didn't explain anything else that was said, and now we've already found out from Sidney and from Jenna, I forgot her name now, but the other female attorney that represents the president, that she's on her own. She's representing a group called We the People, and she's representing them as pro bono. And we'll see how all that works out.
Well, exactly right. And that's Jenna Ellis, I think.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, yes, well, and of course, former Governor Christie was talking about, well, if you've got the evidence, you've got to be presented. You haven't presented any evidence yet, basically. But yet they gave us sort of a 10,000-foot view of what's going on. The evidence would, of course, be presented in a court, and I think that's one of the reasons they're not getting a favorable reception, let's say. But there is going to be, I think, a lot of this coming out. And the whole Sidney Powell thing is being sort of played as though it's representative of chaos or you know, the fact that they've got nothing and or this kind of thing. But I think, again, we just got to wait and see what Sidney Powell has. She wouldn't put her reputation on the line like this if she really did have nothing. But under any other circumstances, and this is what I find so compelling, Captain, under any other circumstances, we'd be waiting to see the evidence. We would be ready to hear it, debate it, run it through the ringer and see if it stands up. But suddenly, because it's about Trump, just like about everything else about getting Trump, it's meaningless. We don't really need to hear it. Joe Biden won. It's an obvious huge victory. He got more votes than Obama, that kind of stuff. And, you know, people, I think, really do want to see, is there any evidence to this? And did Joe Biden, was he really elected? That's the question. Well, otherwise, the question will continue to stay there.
Well, there'll be no evidence until it gets to a court of law. The only thing is what court's going to see it, and they got to find a judge, and so far they haven't. Now, in Nevada, and we've got our listeners in Las Vegas and our listeners in Reno with our two affiliates there. In Nevada, their governor, Sisolak, issued a three-week statewide pause, that's what it's being called, as the COVID cases were surging there. Now, all that means is that there were more people testing positive, doesn't mean there were more cases. And the statewide pause, according to Wayne Allen Root, actually is, once again, shutting down casinos, keeping people out of restaurants. What the heck? They can't afford to do that.
No, MGM and, of course, Caesars Entertainment, they've issued statements that, you know, they're going to do everything they can. Caesars talks about they're moving to, 25% occupancy on their casino floors and in their restaurants effective Tuesday, November 24th. The outlet serving food will have to require reservations for dine-in. They'll also have to-go options and so forth. But so they're trying everything they can in order to keep going. But it does beg the question, how long can even a Las Vegas casino, you know, hold out with these kinds of restrictions? Las Vegas is a fun place to visit. I've been there many, many times.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, and so and I'll tell you this, a lot of good people work in Las Vegas in the casinos and in the hotels. And so they're really, really suffering right now. I know that for a fact.
Now, the Democratic candidates running for the Senate race in Georgia are speaking very confidently that they will win. Now, part of that is probably because of the fact that we know that Stacey Abrams has already come out and said she's going to have 600,000 absentee ballots. Well, there hasn't been an election yet. People can't vote until December the 7th. That's my understanding. So how the hell could she have 600,000 absentee ballots already?
Well, that's a good question. And each one of those would have to be requested, I would think.
That's right.
So I wonder, is there, I don't know, what do they call it, a paper trail or something like that?
Well, number one, they're supposed to be requested. If there's not, they're not supposed to count the ballots. And this first go-around in Georgia, they counted every one of those ballots.
Right.
Even the ones without envelopes to prove when they showed up.
Well, sure. That's right, because it was a free-for-all.
Yeah, and that can't be done. So we'll see what happens. Now, the other thing is, we understand that Joe Biden is likely to visit Georgia to try to help the Democrats in their January Senate runoff. Well, I say to you, if Joe Biden shows up there, guess who else will be there?
President Trump, I'm sure.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Well, yeah, this is an interesting sort of part two to this whole 2020 election thing, and it's going to get nastier. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think, and Captain, you know, here on this program, we've been talking about the absolute importance of what's going to happen in Georgia.
Yep.
I mean, this is, I think you could safely say for all the marbles, this is the battleground right now.
Yeah, and we are talking to the people in Georgia, specifically to the people in Atlanta, the big city there, and that's the city that makes the difference. And I hope you folks get this thing right this time, because if you don't, you're going to suffer the consequences, and you're not going to like them. You are not going to like them.
Well, we'll just say this. You know, I think absent any other kind of weird thing where, like as you said, like 600,000 ballots show up out of nowhere or something, I think that what's on the ballot here is, you know, capitalism versus socialism. It's going to be security versus versus danger. All these things that just like the 2020 election itself.
Well, Georgia is an open carry state. You know that, right?
Right, right.
One of the first things that would happen if you get two Democratic senators and you got congressmen or women in your state legislature, one of the first things that would happen is they would try to get rid of the open carry.
Right, and then the overall Biden universe isn't Beto O'Rourke. I mean, I haven't heard.
He's going to be the gun czar.
That's right. That's what he was back in the campaign. So
get rid of your automatic weapon, your AR-15. Yeah, that automatic weapon. Ah, the assault weapon.
Yeah, because they look really scary or something. So yeah,
he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Well, exactly. It's sad, but you know, again, this is why it's so incongruous, Captain, for the American people somehow to turn out President Trump in favor of these policies that are opposite.
Yeah. Now, have you heard Joe Biden say anything about the Black Lives Matter-backed BREATHE Act that's out there?
I have not. Not yet.
All right. Well, I haven't either, and that makes everybody wonder what he's going to do, because they're expecting him to support that and get behind it and do whatever it takes. So we'll see. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. This is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J truck stop closest to you. When you see that big old billboard sign out there, pull on in, find out what they're all about. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee on the Third Watch. And by the way, consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, because you'll get points for the fuel that you buy at the pump, for the food that you buy inside, and for whatever you buy at the travel store. All righty. Well, here we go.
Black and white, 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 black and white.
AC/DC Shot in the Dark, and get that out there for you, and bring Kyle back into the mix here. And let's see, were you a dancer on the table that time?
Well, I was drumming on my desk. I really was.
Okay, well, drumming on your desk is not bad. All right, well, I'm going to read the weather statement, and then we will go from there because we've got some interesting weather out there tonight for everybody to pay attention to. Now, it's going to be a damp Monday in the Northeast as a storm system lifts through with mainly rain showers and gusty winds. Meanwhile, a larger storm is expected to develop across the central part of the U.S. on Tuesday and eventually track into and through the east on Wednesday and perhaps extending through Thanksgiving. Now, the main hazards of that will be locally heavy rain, strong to severe thunderstorms, and heavy snowfall in the mountains and along the lee shore of the lakes. Okay, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. As you mentioned in hour number one in the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, we do have a dense fog advisory going on in New Mexico. This is in the eastern part of the state, and it does cover the Clovis Air Force Base area, so be very careful in that area if you're trucking through there. Also along I-40, of course, this is in the Santa Rosa area as well, and part of that is historic Route 66 as you head on towards Albuquerque, heading west. As we move up into Colorado, we've got a winter storm warning. This is in the Durango area. Also have winter weather advisories in the southern and central part of the state. Things looking clear, of course, though, and that's good news for Denver, Colorado Springs, Fort Collins. But our friends in Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming, are back to high wind watches, Captain. This had fallen off the map here for the last couple of days, but it's back now. So if you're heading across I-80, you've got those high winds to contend with. Over in the Pacific Northwest, looks like we have rain coming in here in the next couple of days or so. A little bit of rain, I think, going on right now in Portland. Seattle, the same basic story there. But a dense fog advisory across I-84. This is in the Pendleton area in Oregon, and a winter weather advisory east of Portland down towards Eugene, Oregon. Dense fog advisory along the Southern California coast. I looked out my window, Captain. I don't see it yet, but it probably will come in a little bit later on in the early hours of the morning.
Okay.
But it stretches all the way from the Long Beach area down towards the Mexican border.
Well, we just had a report come in from Texas around Odessa. You've got some high winds down there that are kicking up the sand and whatnot, so I'll be advised of that. It's not a sandstorm per se, but anytime you got gusty winds and you got the sand, it makes things interesting, especially at night. Now, let's go into the eastern part of Oklahoma because two different areas, I-40 eastbound, east out of south of Tulsa and going over into Fort Smith and Fayetteville, Arkansas, in about 40 or 50 miles, you've got a dense fog advisory. Right now, conditions are pea soup fog in that area. That also continues coming up out of Tulsa on I-44 going east. Now, this time we've got fog. It's extended itself from where it was all the way to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri on I-44. Branson, Missouri has got fog. Springfield, Joplin, and other areas north of I-44, about 30 or 40 miles up into the central part of Missouri, heavy, dense fog tonight. Now, coming across over into Florida, we have some patchy areas of fog. Tampa Bay area, Fort Myers area, over on the east side, Daytona Beach, Jacksonville, down towards Lake Okeechobee, be advised there's some patchy areas of fog all through there. However, dense fog on I-95, if you're coming up out of Georgia, north of Brunswick, into Savannah, right up along the coastal areas in I-95, all the way to Santee, South Carolina. That's the 102-mile marker. Now, it also is in Columbia, South Carolina, but Columbia is being affected on I-26, I-20, I-77. All right, that's how you're being affected in Colombia. It goes right up into Virginia, as a matter of fact, the dense fog. And it comes all the way down to I-95. So if you're on I-26 coming down to I-95, you're going to be from Colombia south. You're going to be in dense fog all the way down there. And that normal hour drive is probably going to take an hour and a half or two when you can't see. Now, we do have a gale warning up tonight, which just suddenly appeared, from about... the Virginia line and just above the Chesapeake Bay all the way up to Long Island, around Long Island to Rhode Island to Massachusetts, all the way up to Nova Scotia. There's a gale warning out there, so be advised of that. And also, one other little thing here, snow in northern Maine, wind on Mount Washington, wind in the northern part of New Hampshire, and a little bit of snow in Watertown, New York tonight, too. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can follow me on Parler at Kyle Warren Show.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, we'll go over to the phone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What is going on with Sidney Powell? I think we know, but do we?
I don't think that we do. We can form some conclusions, but I don't know how accurate they are, except that I would say that based on a tweet that came out from Lynn Wood, that she and Lynn Wood are working together. It does not mean they would not collaborate with the Trump campaign team, which, of course, is Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis and those guys. But it's remember when I said during that press conference there were three different paths. There was the path that Rudy Giuliani is following when it comes to the lawsuits that have been filed because of the testimonies and the affidavits that he has. Then there's the one that Jenna Ellis went down, was asking the press to step up and do their job, or if they're not going to do it, don't judge so fast and report some facts. Then there was the Sydney lane, which was dealing with the servers and the software. So there's kind of three different lanes that are going here. And Sydney sent out an email last night, and I'll read it, not all of it, but real fast. It says, I agree with the campaign statement that I'm not part of the campaign team. I never signed a retainer agreement or sent the president a bill or the campaign a bill for my expenses or fees. My intent is to expose all the fraud I can find, let the chips fall where they may. Uh-huh. The evidence I'm compiling is overwhelming that this software was used to shift millions of votes, blah, 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 blah. We will not allow this great republic to be stolen by communists or other entities, foreign entities, to manipulate it. And then she listed countries. We the people will elect Donald Trump and other Republican candidates to restore the vision of America as a place of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, we will talk about Stacey Abrams in Georgia. She's bragging about the fact that she's got 600,000 people already signed up for absentee ballots. Wow. Okay, we'll see. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.